Ole Luk Oi, the Dream God. Ole Luk Oi is a storyteller. Each evening, he walks up the stairs. The children are sitting in their chairs. They are not sleepy. Ole Luk Oi throws dust into their eyes. Each child's head starts to drop. Ole Luk Oi sits on the bed. He wears a coat. The coat changes colors. The green coat changes to purple. The purple coat changes to blue. Ole Luk Oi carries two umbrellas and a magic wand. One umbrella has pictures on it. He covers the good children with it. They dream beautiful stories. The second umbrella is for the naughty children. They do not dream. Ole Luk Oi visits a boy named Halmer. Halmer is in bed. Ole Luk Oi says,
"Watch me make your room beautiful."
Some flowers grow as large as trees. Then Ole Luk Oi and Halmer hear something. Sad sounds come from a table.
"What is that?"
Ole Luk Oi asks. He looks on the table. He finds the boy's writing book. The letters are crying.
"Look, we are ready to fall over."
"You must be erased,"
said Ole Luk Oi.
"No,"
they cry.
"Halmer, we must help these letters stand up,"
says Ole Luk Oi.
"One, two, three. Look how tall they stand now."
In the morning, Halmer looks at his letters. Sadly, they are still falling over. The next night, Ole Luk Oi visits Halmer in his bedroom. Ole Luk Oi uses his magic wand. He touches a picture on the wall. The birds in the picture sing. The water in the picture moves. Ole Luk Oi lifts Halmer into the picture. The boy runs to the water. He gets into a red and white boat. The boat passes beautiful castles. Princesses stand by open windows. One holds out a sugar heart. Halmer grabs one side of the heart. It breaks. He holds the larger piece. The next night, the dream god floats into Halmer's room in a boat.
"Will you sail with me?"
asks Ole Luk Oi.
"We will visit foreign countries."
At once, they sail away. Halmer and Ole Luk Oi watch storks flying. One lands on the ship. The stork is very tired. They put it into a hen house.
"Who are you?"
ask the hens in the hen house. The stork tells them about his home, Africa.
"He lies!"
they cry. Halmer hears the noise. He opens the hen house door. The stork comes out and flies away. It continues its trip to Africa.
"You birds are mean. You will soon be made into soup,"
warns Halmer. The boy wakes up in his bed, smiling. Ole Luk Oi visits again the next night.
Look!
He cries. In his hand is a mouse.
He is here to ask you to a wedding. Two young mice are getting married. They live under the floor.
A mouse hole is small,
says Halmer.
I will help you,
says Ole Luk Oi. He touches Halmer with his magic wand. Halmer is now as tall as the dream god's finger. Into the mouse hole they go. The lady mice laugh. The gentleman mice wait quietly. The bride and groom stand next to the cheese. They kiss. It is a beautiful wedding. Then Halmer returns home. The next night, Ole Luk Oi asks,
Are you ready, my boy? There is another wedding. Your sister's dolls will marry.
Yes, I know,
says Halmer.
They have married many times.
Yes, they have, but this is the last time,
says Ole Luk Oi. The dolls, Herman and Bertha, are dressed in their best clothes. Halmer watches as Ole Luk Oi marries them.
Shall we travel?
Asks Herman. The two dolls ask other toys. They ask a duck and a hen.
Many countries are warmer,
says the hen.
But they don't have red cabbage,
reminds the duck. Bertha smiles at Herman.
The duck is right. Let's stay here. We can sit by the gate. We can eat red cabbage from the garden.
The next night, Halmer asks to travel with the dream god again.
Not tonight,
answers Ole Luk Oi.
Tomorrow is Sunday. I must make the world beautiful. I must take each star down from the sky. Each one must be shined and numbered. Then I will return it to its place in the sky. We don't want any falling stars.
A picture on the wall shouts,
Mr. Ole Luk Oi, do you know me? I am the boy's great-grandfather. Your stories aren't true. Stop telling them to my great-grandson.
I am older than you, sir, but you are the head of this family,
says Ole Luk Oi.
I will do as you ask.
Off he walks. Halmer wakes up from his sleep. Ole Luk Oi returns the next night.
Hello, Halmer,
he says.
Tonight, let me show you my brother. His name is Death. He only visits once. He rides a horse. He wears a dark coat.
Halmer watches Death put young and old people onto his horse. Death asks one question.
Are you good to others?
Some answer,
yes.
They hear a beautiful story. Some answer,
sometimes.
They hear a scary story. They want to jump off the horse. The horse holds them tight.
I love your brother,
Halmer shouts.
I am not afraid of death.
The great-grandfather is smiling.
Ole Luk Oi, listen to me. My great-grandson has learned something important tonight. We don't need to be afraid of death.